It's just after sunrise on the Gumbo Limbo Trail in the Royal Palm Hammock, very South Florida type names. We're in the middle of the Everglades National Park, but it's not the stereotypical river of grass that you might think. There are some raised islands in it, basically 2 feet above sea level, where plants such as oaks and mahogany, banyan trees and such have thrived. And this is where many of the rare orchids have been taken from the wild. So their mission here, coming down this trail, is to search for the rare mule ear orchid.
And what's this particular variety?
This is called a mule ear orchid, Trichocentrum undulatum.
Bruce Holst is the kind of guy you want with you on a trip to a place like the Everglades. He can recite the Latin name of a tree while telling you if its berries are edible or poisonous. Holst has traveled 200 miles south from Sarasota, where he's director of botany at Marie Selby Botanical Gardens. For several years, they've grown rare epiphytes, or air plants, such as orchids and ferns, and transplanted them back into the wild. Now they're checking up to see if they've survived.
This is extremely rare in the United States. Other than this population that we've reestablished here, there are about 500 plants left in that other area. One of the park biologists did a count on those a couple years back.
Are you afraid people are going to come in here and take these like they did in the past?
Absolutely, yeah. We think it's a real possibility. We think we've put enough out that are off the trail and high enough up in the trees, it'll be very difficult. Somebody will really have to make a concerted effort, be very conspicuous doing so. But we really felt very important that some of them be visible as people are hiking around here. I would just love to see the expression on somebody's face as they walk through and see a colony of these in bloom. It would be just wonderful.
The beauty of rare orchids has been their undoing in heavily trafficked parts of Everglades National Park. Jimmy Saddle is the National Park's botanist.
Yeah, the main reason for the extirpation, we think, in this particular hammock is poaching. This area was frequently accessed, and it was the center of Royal Palm State Park, and there was a lot of visitors through here. And at the time, a lot of people viewed orchids as something that could be collected and brought home, and I don't even know that it was necessarily against any regulations at the time when the initial collecting happened.
The pressure from outlaw collectors seems to have eased. On the way into the park, I saw a dozen roadside nurseries bursting with bromeliads. But Saddle says it only takes one collector to decimate a population. There's someone trudging through this dense jungle with us who's used to these conditions. After all, Carlton Ward Jr. hiked and kayaked 1,000 miles through the heart of Florida earlier this year. His photographs illustrating the Florida Wildlife Corridor expedition are on display at Selby Gardens, and he couldn't resist grabbing his camera once again to document the action.
Anyone can sit there and enjoy the beauty of the bloom of an orchid, but it's so amazing to go in with people who have actually discovered and named some of these species and know the Latin and spend many years trying to protect and understand and, in this case, reintroduce these rare species to their native habitats.
The second part of our journey was a trip through a tropical hardwood swamp. It is a dense thicket of gumbo limbo vines and the aptly named poisonwood tree. Washing with soap and water afterwards is heartily recommended.
Holst has to climb down into several deep holes in the hammock to reach where he had planted ferns and bromeliads. These are basically miniature sinkholes. The acidic water caused by decaying vegetation eats away at the limestone rock, creating deep pools whose sloping sides are ideal for these shade-loving plants. I ask him for a report card on their mission.
Well, we're extremely pleased with the success of the orchid. Those plants are rooting in, they're growing, they're doing fantastic. The fragrant maidenhair fern is not doing very well. The original two plants are surviving, perhaps even growing. And the ones that we put out are not doing very well, only 2 out of 24 surviving. And the Florida holly fern is looking great. It's only been out there for about 3 months, but 5 of the 6 plants are found and doing very well.
It's a nice ending, he says, for 5 years' work.
We're very pleased, very pleased.
Steve Newborn, WUSF 89.7 News.